The post-holiday return to play has seen a bit of everything from the Okotoks Oilers. The Oilers, 1-7, 1-9, 2, took 3 of a possible 6 points from a busy 3 games in 4 days stretch from December 31 to January 3, bookended by a 5-1 loss to the Camrose Kodiaks at Payson Centennial Arena in the Alberta Junior Hockey League South Division clash. "We played pretty well the whole game. It's just the little details we've got to get better at," said Oilers head coach Tyler Dace. "They scored goals that we weren't dialed in on. With the point shots, we talked to them and said, we've got to make sure we take their time and space out on the points away, and a couple times we didn't, and they scored on them." In the January 3 tilt, Oilers sniper Rieger Lorenz opened the scoring with his team-leading 26th goal and 60th point of the season in the first period. The Kodiaks took the lead into the final frame through second-period goals off the sticks of Callum Gau and Sam Schoenfeld, and added 3 more in the final stanza on Robert Kincaid, Owen Dean and Carson White tallies. Despite the busy workload for Okotoks, it wasn't a case of fatigue, more so small margins, the coach added. "I thought they had a lot of legs, I thought they had a lot of energy," he said. "And I thought they competed pretty well, and it was just those small details that kind of handcuffed us." Okotoks began 2022 by picking up a point in a 3-2 overtime loss to the Eagles on January 1 in Canmore. Eagles forward Caden Smith scored just 52 seconds into the extra session to break the 2-2 deadlock. The Oilers got on the board through a shorthanded Brendan Boyle tally and via Nolan Flint at even strength. To open the weekend, Okotoks produced its biggest win of the season in the final day of the calendar year with a 10-0 blowout over the Calgary Canucks at the Max Bell Centre on New Year's Eve. Jack McNaughton turned aside all 20 shots he faced to register his 3rd shutout and 6th win in his first 11 starts since joining the squad. "I've liked the way these guys have come back from the holidays. They seem like they're dialed in," Dace said. "We've just got to make sure we're a little bit better on the fine details." Lorenz notched his 2nd hat-trick of the campaign. Bowden Singleton scored twice, while Flint, Connor Hellier, Dean Spack, Cade Turner and Austin Reschany found the back of the net as 7 skaters recorded multi-point efforts in the matinee. The 2004-born Lorenz ranks 4th in the AJHL with 60 points in 38 games. "He comes to play every game," said Dace of the forward. "He works, he's always ready to go, and that's probably the main thing." The Oilers get another shot at the Eagles this week as part of a 2-game homestand, with Canmore and Brooks visiting Payson Centennial Arena on January 7-8. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.ca.